This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and inviting. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem is basking in sunshine. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, perfect for a day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, unclaimed airstrikes hit Iran, sparking speculation about Gulf state involvement, particularly after U.S. military actions in the region. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Qatar is mediating between the U.S. and Iran to reduce tensions following recent Iranian strikes on U.S. targets in Gulf states. Also this hour, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reveals that UK Jewish groups are worried as Andy Burnham criticizes Israel over Gaza policies amidst his bid to become the next UK Prime Minister. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Trump and Netanyahu discussed the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, with Trump updating Netanyahu on efforts to manage tensions and the potential for renewed talks with Iran. And finally, from the Forward, there's a look at Lionel Messi's connections to Jewish and Israeli communities, exploring the Argentine soccer star's long-standing ties to Israeli life. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago, pointing out a perceived double standard in the West's reaction to conflicts involving Israel compared to other Middle Eastern nations. Middle East 24, an online news outlet, reported 22 minutes ago that Israel has paused sensitive operations in southern Lebanon at the request of the United States, aiming to prevent further regional escalation. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared breaking news 27 minutes ago, stating that Israel's government has ordered the IDF to halt operations in Lebanon, with withdrawals expected to begin next week. Let's go deeper, starting with the unclaimed airstrikes on Iran. According to the Times of Israel, the strikes followed U.S. military actions in southern Iran. This has heightened concerns about potential involvement from Gulf states, notably the UAE, which Iran has threatened. The situation underscores the volatility of regional alliances and the precarious balance of power. Turning to Qatar's diplomatic efforts, the Jerusalem Post reports that Qatar is actively mediating between the U.S. and Iran to ease tensions. This follows Iranian attacks on U.S. assets after the U.S. struck Iran's southern provinces. Qatar's involvement highlights its role as a regional mediator, though the effectiveness of these talks remains uncertain. Meanwhile, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency highlights concerns from UK Jewish groups regarding Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. As the leading candidate to replace the current UK Prime Minister, his criticism of Israel over Gaza policies has sparked unease. This development could influence UK-Israel relations, depending on the outcome of Burnham's leadership bid. Finally, on the sports front, Lionel Messi's ties to Jewish and Israeli communities are in the spotlight. The Forward delves into Messi's long-standing connections, including his participation in charitable events and visits to Israel. While these ties are personal, they have often been discussed in broader cultural contexts. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Hadera's mayor, Nir Ben-Haim, in a recent interview discussed his strategy to tackle crime in the city, aiming to restore peace and stability for residents. Separately, CTEC covers insights from IAI chairman Boaz Levy, emphasizing the importance of innovation in defense technologies. Levy highlights the need for visionary engineers to maintain Israel's military edge in the future. And finally, Globes reports that MyHeritage plans to lay off 15% of its workforce. This decision affects its employees across Israel, the US, and Europe, reflecting broader economic pressures in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.